Srila Gurudev has ordered me to speak a few words about this very beautiful song by Srila Bhaktivinod Thakur called Bimala Vaishnava. Srila Gurudev has explained that of all the words in our vocabulary, the most important word is when. To have that ardent desire to attain the Lord's mercy and always be asking when. When that desire becomes our only desire, at that time, the Lord and his pure devotee fulfills that desire. So what is the desire that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has? And what is the price that he's paying for the fulfillment of his desire? He's paying by his tears. He's explaining in the last verse that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is sitting in this secluded place in Godroom and shedding tears and weeping piteously that when will I attain the mercy of Mahaprabhu? When will I attain the mercy of Brajendra Nandan Shyamasundar? That he will give me attachment, very strong and unprecedented attachment for the lotus feet of the pure devotee. One who has such attachment, he can achieve all perfections. All of his spiritual desires are fulfilled, as explained by our other acharyas like Srila Narottam Das Thakur and Sri Guru Charana Padma. Everything is fulfilled by attachment to the lotus feet of the pure devotee. Attachment means that I'm engaging my mind, my words, and my bodily activities and my sentiments of my heart in his service to carry out his order. Once that attachment is there, then automatically, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains, automatically my anartas, my lust, anger, greed, pride, illusion, and envy will vanish. Bhakti, pure devotion to the Supreme Lord is situated in the heart of the Bimal Vaishnava, that is the pure devotee who has no other desire than to serve Krishna. So because pure bhakti is there, when he's pleased by someone's moods and services, one who has full faith in Krishna and simultaneous faith or even more faith in Guru, to him all the imports of all the Vedic literatures are revealed. So that bhakti descends from the heart of the pure devotee into the heart of the disciple, and then all the good qualities manifest. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is praying, when, by the grace of that pure devotee, will all of my external activities be the same as my internal activities? In other words, when will I be free from hypocrisy? I'm giving a lecture. Everyone, chant Hare Krishna without offense. And I'm barely chanting, and my chanting, what I do, is full of offenses. So that's hypocrisy. Or I'm showing that I'm chanting so nicely, but inside I'm thinking of profit, adoration, and distinction. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is praying, when will my outside and inside, by the mercy of that pure Vaishnava, and when I have attachment for him, when will that be the same? By that attachment and by his mercy, I'll be able to chant the holy name of the Lord purely, and I'll be able to become fully absorbed in the Lord's pastimes. So much so, he gives that rati for his feet, gives that rati for Krishna. So much so that just like the gopis who were singing their Venu Geet, as Srila Gurudev explained in Houston, and they actually became one with their song of separation. They entered into the words of their song. They became one at heart with what they were singing, and thus the pastimes of Krishna entered their heart, and they became participants in that and entered the forest by their moods. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is praying, when will my chanting by the grace of the Bimal Vaishnava become so pure that I'll be completely immersed in the pastimes of Lord Krishna? So weeping and praying, this is my only desire, then Krishna will fulfill that desire. And thus, I'll give up that body happily and enter into a higher state towards service to Krishna. Gurudev is always saying, you're all young and beautiful now, but soon your hair becomes white, you lose your teeth, you can't walk without a stick. He's always warning us that death is actually coming. So we pray in praying to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur that he'll give us his moods, that we can leave our body with that attachment to the pure Vaishnava as sitting before us now. Thank you.
Those who want to attain Krishna Prem, they must follow this kirtan. They should read and think the meaning of this song, and accordingly they must follow. Otherwise, Krishna Prem is very far away. Ajnana-timirandharsya jnananjana-salakaya chakshurunumilitam jena tasmai sri gurave nama vanchakalpatarubhyascha kripa-sindhubhyayevacha patitanam pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo namo nama. Namo Mahabhadannaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratise nama. Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Tadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya namo nama. Yang prabhrajantamanupetamapetakrityam dvaipayano virahakataraya juhava putreti tanmayataya tarvobhinedu tang sarvabhutaridayam munimanatosmi tavai vasmi tavai vasmi najivami taya vina iti vijnaye radhe
First of all, my millions of obeisances in the lotus feet of my Paramaradhatam Guru Padma Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnu Pasishman Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj. And same in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnu Pasishman Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj. And then my all Tridandi Samnashigan, Vaishnogan, and daughters Vaishnavi. We discuss tomorrow how Krishna came to Mathura with Akrur. And in the way, when they reached nearer to Mathura, near Jamuna, it was evening. So Akrur stopped his rath chariot and wanted to take bath in Jamuna and to do sandhya annik. So he stopped the chariot and came down off the chariot and he went to the Jamuna. There was a kund and he went to take bath. When he was Dubki lagai.
Sinking in the water.
When he was sinking in water, at once in water he saw Krishna and Baldev are here. And then he come up. Oh,
what I saw in the water, Krishna, but I see that they are sitting on the chariot. Oh, perhaps I have done wrong, seen wrong. So again he, what, Vidukila, sank in Jamuna River and saw there also. He saw that Krishna is very beautiful four-handed. Baladev, like Sheshnag. And on that, Krishna is sitting. Very beautiful Chaturbhuj Roop. Oh, Banmala in the neck. Crown on head. Very attractive. Then he knew, oh, really he is Parabrahma. And then he came up to the chariot and began to do so many stav and stuti. Here one thing is hidden, that Brajendra Nandan Shyam Sundar and Rohini Nandan Ram, they never give up Vrindavan, never goes to other places. So, by this evident, Krishna and Baldev, Rohini Nandan, they returned back to Vrindavan. And Vasudeva Nandan Krishna, Devaki Nandan Krishna and Rohini Nandan Balaram, that is the incarnation of Krishna and Baladev Prabhu of Braja. They went to Mathura. They killed Kansa, Charun, Mushti, Kubalya, Pida and others. Krishna never comes out of Vrindavan. He never kills any demons. In their body, Mahavishnu, all others, Ram, Vishnu, Narayan, all are there. So Vishnu dvara kare sanghar. So what asur Krishna has killed, really he has not killed. Oh, Mahavishnu, he killed all. Now from there, Akrur took Krishna and Baldev in chariot where Nanda Baba was unki pratiksha kar waiting for Krishna and Baldev. Then Krishna met them and took some rest. Akrur, he prayed that, oh Prabhu, you and Nanda Baba and others should come to my house. But Krishna told that, I will come, but not now. First, for what I have come, I should do. And then I will come to your house. Then Akrur was sent, and then Akrur went to Kansa and told that, I have brought two brothers. First day, Krishna, from their from their camp, they came to see Mathura Nagari. It was decorated very much. And even when blind persons heard that Krishna is coming, oh, they're taking other blind persons and began to run anyhow to see Krishna. And we have explained how the Rajkumari, princess of Jadavas, were felling flowers and so many things on Krishna. All became very happy. And then he went to Dhanush Yagya, sacrifice Mahotsav, and any he broke the who cunts used to do puja, and then he killed all attendants and then returned back. In the night, they slept there. And Kansa, thinking, that bow was very, very
strong.
But he killed, broke as a child, boy, broke anything, toy. How it is? In the night when he was sleeping, he saw a dream, I told you, that naked he is sitting on a donkey and face is behind. He had taken so much oil everywhere and sindoor. And anyone is killing him. And also, when he awoke, he saw that jackals are weeping, so many bad things are going. Then he became feared. Anyhow, next day, he ordered to decorate the arena. It was very beautiful decorated. In the middle, there was a high mancha, a place. On that, Kansa was sitting on a golden throne with sword and dhal. And so many kings here and there on both sides, they were sitting. Nanda Baba went there and he gave his tax. And he was also seated on any place, high place. All the Rajkumari, princess of Mathura, they also came and were sitting. So many Sajjan Sadhu Purush, they also were sitting there. In the meantime, Krishna Kansa ordered and Nagada drum was beaten. And then Charun, Mustik, Sal, Tosal, Koot, all the wrestlers, very big and very strong, they began to do like this and jump in the arena. Thus, in the meantime, Krishna came in the front door of arena. There was an elephant, Kuballi appeared. It was so strong, like Indra. Airavat. And it was given so much
wine.
And then when Krishna came, he told, Mahavat, please give us way. And if you are not giving, be
careful.
I will kill you and the elephant both. Please give him. But hearing this, that charioteer of elephant became very
curious, serious
and angry.
Okay,
and he took his ankush.
Goat.
And he took it in the ear of
elephant.
And thus she became very, very furious and ran towards Krishna.
Then how he killed?
Very interesting.
Om Ajnana Timirandhasa Gyananjana Salakaya Chaksurun Militang Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
First of all, I pay my humble obeisances in the lotus feet of my Paramahatma Gurupad Padma, Om Vishnupad Ashtodar Satasishimad Bhakti Vedanta Srila Vaman Goswami Maharaj, and Om Vishnupad Paribrajak Acharya Varja Ashtodar Satasimad Bhakti Vedanta Srila Narayan Goswami Maharaj. I pay my obeisances in the lotus feet of my spiritual grandsire, Nittalila Prashtam Vishnupad Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj, and Nittalila Prashtam Vishnupad Srila Bhaktan Swami Maharaj. I pay my dandavat pranam all Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis who assembled here headed by Tridharani Sannyasis. So, Srila Gurudev, make us stand in a very serious platform that Krishna and Baladev want to enter in the arena. But prior to that, I want to say something. Gurudev has discussed so many times that Kamsa has sent Putana, Aghasur, Bakasur, so many demons. Why Kamsa not went himself to kill Krishna in Braj? If this question may arise somebody's mind, so Gurudev told the answer about this question. Once Kamsa thought, okay, let me go there and I can crush the small boy Krishna. Although it not mentioned in Bhagavatam, it come in as a like parampara, in a sequence from Brajavasis. Kamsa one day went to Braj. As soon as he crossed the Jamuna, one old lady, means Jogmaya Devi, was there. She grabbed him and deep in the Jamuna. Immediate, Kamsa became very old lady. And the Brajavasis, they're coming and insulting him and punching him, like it's called in Braj Gulcha. Who is coming, kicking him, punching him like this? And what to do? And someone told, oh, you make cow dung, cow patty. He never did so. She never did so. So she could not do. And she became very unhappy. And she thought, oh, I am Kamsa. How I can go Mathura by this stage? What people will tell me? So many days have been passed. One day, Jogmaya came. Will you come again in Braj? Promise, and you never come back Braj again? She told, okay, never again. Then again Jogmaya Devi took him and gave deep in the Jamuna. Then he became Kamsa, ran from there. From there he never come to Braj anymore. So he invited Krishna and Baladev through Akrur. Although Akrur living with Kamsa, but he always respecting Baladev Prabhu, Krishna and Nanda Baba. When Kamsa was sending to Akrur, go and bring them, Akrur told, oh, don't do this big mistake. He is Parabrahma, is Bhagavan. What? Is Bhagavan? Srila Rupa Goswami Pada explained in his Bhakti Samit Sindhu. Kamsa told, how we can tell he is Bhagavan? Akrur told, oh, he controlled the Kaliya. Kaliya. What Kaliya? Is a poisonous snake? Akrur, no. He has so many hoods. I mean, Krishna control and make dance. Tata thoi, thoi, tata thoi, thoi. One after another and crash one after another hood. And vomiting blood. Control, bogus thing. It's poisonous snake. When you want control any snake, snake charmer can control. How became Bhagavan? Akrur told, he lifted Govardhan for 7 days. Oh, this is a piece of only earth. How we can tell he's Bhagavan? Go and get him. Obey my order. Akrur, okay, sir. I have no choice. I have to go. So now, Krishna and Baladev want to enter in the arena. The drum beating is going on. And all Mathura Nagari, decorated very nicely, especially the arena. Why not? When Krishna was in Braj, it mentioned, Jayati Tedhikam Janma Nabraja Sayata Indira Sasadatrahi. Where Krishna took birth, Sir Lakshmi Devi, the goddess of fortune, decorating the whole Braj. When Krishna is coming there, although his manifestation of Brajanandan Shamsundar, still Krishna is there. So it must nicely decorated. Then Krishna told, oh, elephant driver, take it away from here. Otherwise, I will send you same planet where in charge is Maharaj Jam. The person who is dead, I send you and your elephant both same time. Elephant driver became very angry. He makes bring the elephant so much wine, huge quantity, and he too. And then he took the goat and put in his ear and pull it. Then elephant became very angry. And elephant trumpeting so louder, just like then he big thing is going on, very tremendous thing. And he grabbed Krishna under his trunk. Immediate Krishna came out from there and going behind to his feet. Again elephant is moving and searching him. Again Krishna came and gave a punch and came under his belly. Elephant is searching. Where is that? Where is that boy? And he's smelling. Again came like when a Garuda, the king of the bird, play with the snake same type, like Varahadev play with Hiranyaksha, Nrisimhadev play with Hiranyakashipu, in same way Krishna is playing with elephant. Sometime he going back, pulling his tail and giving fist. Sometime came in front, again he grabbed. And Baladev Prabhu standing there. And all, the hall, Tosal, Kut, Chanur, Mustik, all are waiting when Krishna will come. Then Krishna, oh, no need to make more fun with, I have to make so much fun going there. So better to end here. Then he came and running so fast through his belly and sit and immediate come outside, the other side. And he's searching. Then Krishna is sitting there and come out. Elephant could not understand. He thought Krishna is here. Then he is huge tusk and hitting the ground. After that, Krishna took up one tusk and by the tusk, hit the elephant driver and taking the tail and moving and throw him, he expired. He died. And by that tusk, Baladev Prabhu took one and Krishna and beat the elephant driver. Now they are entering in the arena. Look like so beautiful. For Krishna and Baladev, no need to make any ornament. For human beings, to make them, to show them very nicer, have to put so many makeup, cosmetic, so many golden ornament, this and that, but for Krishna nothing needed. Some sprinkle of some drops of blood here and there, and they took the task on their shoulder and going like a hero, both of them. When they entered in the arena, Chanur, Mustik, all are waiting there. And Gurudev told us, describe so many kings who pay tax to Kamsa, they were sitting next to Kamsa both sides. And Nandava also there. Chanur told to Krishna, oh, our duty to please king, because king is the representative of God. So if king will be pleased, then God will be pleased and all subjects will be pleased. So now we can do wrestling match. Krishna was waiting for that, but externally told, oh, we are merely a boy. It will be better, the match will be equal age and same tower powerful. We are small boy, we are not young enough, and you like so huge mountain. It is not fair at all. That, oh, you kill Putana, Aghasur, Bakasur, always you are wrestling in during cow grazing. You are not merely a boy. Oh, you can fight with me, no problem. By force, Chanur pulled him. And Mustik, and Chanur told, oh, Mustik can wrestling with Baladev Prabhu. Baladev can wrestle with Mustik. Then they start wrestling match. They are beating their thigh here, and sometime they are touching their head, other head, sometime pulling, sometime pushing. Who is the expert in wrestling match? Like Jiva Prabhu, they know very well, and Sivananda Prabhu. Then they started. And after that, what happened? We shall listen from Srila Gurudev. Hare Krishna. Vancha kalpataru bhascha kripa sindhu bhaye bacha patitanang pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo.
When he killed that Kuballyapi and entered in arena, keeping the tusk of elephant, some blood were there. So Krishna was looking and Baladev very beautiful. When he entered in arena, then Mallanam Ashini Nirang Naravara. Oh, you, Padmanam Maharaj, explain how he was container of all rasas.
Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Udmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. So this very dramatic scene, how Krishna entered into this wrestling arena, how he now began to engage in this activity, this very chivalrous activity of wrestling with these wrestlers. Even though Krishna and Balaram, they appeared very sweet and soft like young teenage boys, and they looked extremely beautiful. The wrestlers looked so powerful, with big, huge arms and legs, very muscular, very hard. But Krishna and Balaram looked so soft. So while this wrestling was going on, all the people in the arena, they were looking at Krishna and Balaram, and they were all experiencing from their own angle of vision that this personality, Krishna, was appearing to them in different ways. Why? Because actually, Krishna, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the Absolute Truth. And actually, he is the source of everything that exists. And he himself, his very own personal form, is the embodiment of all rasa. In the Vedas, it is told, raso vai saha, that Krishna himself, Supreme Lord, he is rasa. He is transcendental mellows, transcendental taste of all different varieties of wonderful experiences of rasa. So that absolute truth, Krishna, although he is one supreme truth, but depending upon the angle of vision, depending upon the qualification of the onlooker, they will know him in different ways. They will see him and experience him differently. So that absolute truth, Krishna, when he entered into the arena, so many different types of personalities were sitting in the arena. There were the wrestlers. There was King Kamsa. There were different types of very respectable people. There were other kings. There were the ladies of Mathura. There were the Vrishnis, the people of the dynasty. There were the cowherd people who had come from Braja also. There was Devaki and Vasudev. There were yogis in the audience. All these different personalities who were looking at Krishna, they all saw him differently. When Krishna was coming towards the wrestlers saw Krishna. And what they saw him as being as powerful as a thunderbolt. Because they understood that this beautiful young boy, he's not an ordinary personality. He's the most powerful personality. They had already seen that he killed this great elephant, Kuvalaya Pid. So now they saw him directly through their own vision. Oh, he is like a thunderbolt. Then the men of Mathura, they saw Krishna, because Krishna is the supreme perfect person who has appeared within this material world. So he is Naravara. Naravara means the best amongst the human beings. So when they saw him, they could not understand his godly nature, but they saw him as the most perfect personality who is appearing in human society. Then the women of Mathura, when they saw, the Mathura Ramanis saw Krishna, they perceived with their eyes that Krishna was exactly the most attractive male personality, that he was as if Cupid personified himself had entered within the arena. As the cowherd men, all the gopas that had come with Krishna from Vrindavan, as they saw Krishna, they felt so much parental love and affection for Krishna, and they considered him to be their very own relative. So they became overwhelmed with a mood of vatsalya seeing Krishna. When the very powerful kings, who were very sinful also, impious kings, who had been subdued by Kamsa, when they saw Krishna enter into the arena, they saw him as the personality who was appearing in this world that would chastise all of them and conquer all of them. When the parents of Krishna, Vasudeva and Devaki, who were standing there with their arms chained together, their hands chained together, and they saw Krishna, they immediately became overwhelmed with compassion. Tears flowed from their eyes, very warm tears, tears of vatsalya prema for Krishna. And now they began to feel karunya, compassion for their beloved son, Krishna. They were fearful also that Krishna and Balaram would meet with some harm. When Kamsa, who was sitting on this huge golden dais, saw Krishna there, what did he see? Oh, here was his own death personified, walking into the arena. Everything that he had been fearing throughout his whole last years since Krishna was born into this world, he was fearing that one day he will come and he will kill me. And now, as Krishna entered the arena and was wrestling with the wrestlers, oh, now Kamsa saw him as death personified. Then the unintelligent people, very ordinary people of the in the material world, when they saw Krishna, they could only perceive that, oh, here is the very universal form of this cosmic manifestation appearing here in a human form. And then when the yogis who were present in the arena looked at Krishna, they became completely shanta, very, very peaceful. They were meditating upon Krishna, just like the yogis meditate within their hearts on the eternal form of the Supreme Absolute Truth. And when they saw Krishna, oh, here he is himself, the Absolute Truth personified, walking into this arena. And finally, when the Vrishnis saw, when the relatives of the dynasty saw Krishna, then they thought, oh, here is our Paradevata. Here is the supreme, most worshipable personality coming into this arena. So in this way, Krishna, who is the embodiment of all rasa, was perceived differently by different personalities, and they experienced different tastes, different rasas when seeing Krishna. So Krishna is the absolute truth, and if someone has pure transcendental love for Krishna, only then can they actually perceive Krishna as he is. Therefore, in Gita, Krishna himself says, Bhaktya mam abhijanati yavan yaschasmi tatvataha. Anyone who has pure devotion for me, pure bhakti, only they can know me through this in complete absolute truth. Anything
more? More?
Okay. Hare Krishna. Very good. There are 9 kinds of persons there. They were present. But they saw Krishna 12 rasas. Malla nam Ashini, wrestler. Oh, they saw Krishna like Vajra, thunderbolt. Oh, their rush was bhayanak. Fear. And general person, Narabara, they saw in Adbhut and Veer. Oh, very strong. And Adbhut. And the ladies of Mathura Desha like Cupid, more than Cupid, very beautiful. They are of Madhur Ras. And gopes with Nanda Baba, so many Shakhas of Krishna has come. Oh, they are Shakha and also laughing also. Harsharas. And those who were wicked kings on the side of Kans, oh, they saw Dandadata Shasak, controller of all
universe.
So they saw Raudra Roop. And then Mata Pita, here not Vasudev Devaki, they were in jail at that time. So it had been told for Nanda Baba and other aged persons, for them, Shishu, Karuna and Vatsalya Ras, two here. And Kansa, he saw him like Mrityu Yam, that Krishna is my death. And it is Vibhatsa Ras, because Krishna will kill him. Vibhatsa? And Agyani, those who ignorant person, they saw, oh, Krishna is Virat. And their rush was Adbhut. And yogis who were present there, they saw as Paramatattva. And their rushes was Shant, Bhishmay, both. And then Vishni, Jadav, they saw them as Ishtadev. Here Ishtadev means Dasyaras. So in nine kinds of persons, these 12 rishas, they saw their vision of angle of their vision, 12 rishas. Then, after that, drum was beaten. And then Kans was sitting on the throne, high throne. And when he heard that Kubalya Pidgey is killed by, Krishna has killed him, like a boy playing. Oh, now he was, palpitation was going on. And then Krishna came there. Then Charun told, this wrestler was from South India. Very tall, very
strong.
Like thunderbolt his body was. Blackish. He told Krishna, oh Krishna, I want that we should play and wrestle. By this we can please Krishna, Kans Maharaj, and all persons. So you should come and wrestle with me. Krishna told, I have come, I want to wrestle, but not with you. You are so aged, so strong. I can wrestle with my
same aged
persons. Then Charun told, I have heard you have killed Putana, Agasur, just now killing a Kubalyapi. Always you are wrestling in forests when cow herding. And you are very strong, I know. So you must come and we should show Maharaj Kamsa. And forcibly he took in the arena And Mustik took Baladev Prabhu. And then they began to wrestle. Sometimes pushing here, there. Sometimes throwing in air. Sometimes one going down and they took and they began to. In the meantime, Charun thought, now I should kill this boy. So he gave a blow in the heart of Krishna. But Krishna took his head like elephant if any flower is given to him. And then Krishna became also angry. And then he, with his blow, he took his both legs and began to whirl him. And at that time, he was lifeless. And then he threw in air and arm. Baladev Prabhu also, in this way, killed Mustik. Then Koot, Shal and Tosal. They also came, and Krishna and Baladev, very easily, they killed them. At that time, when all other wrestlers run away from their arena, then Krishna began to take their friends, Sakha of Braja, Sidam, Subal, and they began to wrestle. Now Subal, Sidam were falling Krishna down. And all were happy. Krishna was also happy. Seeing this, stop the beaten drum. Stop. You should take arrest Kansa. His father, Nanda. Take him to jail. And this wicked boy, Krishna and Baladev, you should take in them and out of Mathura. One thing missing. When Charuna and Mustik were in arena and fighting, at that time, the Rajkumaris, princess of Mathura Nagari, they began to lament and became very worried. And they began to tell, here injustice is going on. We should not be here. If we will be here, then we'll have to enjoy the fruit of this. This, like mountain, wrestlers are going to wrestle with very boy Sukumar. Sukumar means very soft. Boy Krishna and Baladev. It is very unjust. Injustice. We are very unfortunate that we are seeing Krishna and Baladev fighting with these wrestlers. But gopis, gopis are how fortunate. Punyavat Prajbhu Jadang Nirlinga Gudha Puran Purusa Banachitramalya Gahapalyan Sahabala Karayan Shabenu Bikiri Anchit Grit Ramachitang Tirtha Maharaj Marmoniachi Bolto
ওই চারটি পাঁচটি শ্লোক বাস পরে
ওম অজ্ঞানতে মীরান্ধস্য জ্ঞানাঞ্জনশলাকয়া চক্ষুরুন্মীলিতম যেন তস্মৈ শ্রীগুরবে নমঃ গুরবে গৌরচন্দ্রায় রাধিকায় তদালয়ে কৃষ্ণায় কৃষ্ণভক্তায় তদ্ভক্তায় নমো নমঃ First of all, I offer my thousands obeisances at lotus feet of Srila Guru Pada Padma. All sannyasis and all Vaishnavas, mothers, sisters, please accept my dandavat pranams. So now, Gurudev spoke, Chanurmustik, how Krishna wrestling in with Chanurmustik, and also before, Sri Padmanabha Maharaj spoke, how is Sri Krishna very brave and how is beautiful hero. And there are explaining 12 kind of ras, Santa Dasya Sakha Vatsalya Madhur, Hasya Adhud Karun Rodra Bhayanak Vivatsa Veer. 5 main ras and secondary 7 ras. All ordinary shastras there spoke 9 kind of ras in Bharatanatyam also, other places. But in Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Vyasadev wrote this verse, so they are explaining. So all total 12 ras. And Sri Krishna is Vishaya Vigraha. He is supreme hero. 96 parts of hero's qualities. So there are Dhir Lalit, Dhir Santa, Dhir Udatta, or Dhirudhata, main prominent 4 heroes. And there are Srila Rupa Goswami Pada also explaining these things. So Sri Krishna is Dhir Lalit Nayak. And he is Nishchinta Navataruna, Vidagda Parihasa Visharada. Praya Prayasi Vasa Syat Dhir Lalita Iti Udhir Jate. Nishchinta Navataran, he is Nishchit, quiet. Never think how can kill Kamsa and how can kill demons. And always he is playing very beautiful poem. And there are not taking any weapons and not fighting so much and not any anything else, only touching and catching, but at once dying. So all demons. Nishchinta Navataruna, he is not taking any weapons. Nishchinta, so Nanda Maharaj, not give him any order and not give him any responsibility to Sri Krishna, because Sri Krishna is my child, he is a baby. So not give him anything responsibility. So always he is playing in Brajabhumi. So Sri Krishna Nishchinta Navataruna. And always he has Kishore age. Navakishore, not a war, Gopa Besa Benukar. Always playing flute. And Navakishore, Kishore age. Teenage boy. So Sri Krishna, Nishchinta Navataruna, Vidagda Parihasa Visarada. And very clever and always joking and laughing, smiling face. And always peaceful, very happy. And other way, prior prayasi vasa, always controlled by Sri Radhika. And Radhika have so much great, highest mood. And Brajagopis, their mood is highest mood. So in this way, Sri Krishna always playing with them. So here, Mathura Nagari. Mathura, in Mathura, there are so many ladies. When they had seen, that time they spoke, this verse is Punnabata Braja Bhuvo Jadayam Nilinga पुराण पुरुष बन चित्र माल गापालयन सहवल कनयंश वेणुम विकीडयंचति गिरित्र रमार्चिताङ्घ्रि पुन्नावत ब्रजभुवो जदयाम नीलिंग हु इज टेकिंग बर्थ इन ब्रजभूमि देयर आर सो एवरीवन दे आर वेरी वेरी ग्रेट फॉर्चून एंड दे हैव गुड प्रीवियस लाइफ सो मेनी पायस एक्टिविटीज सो नाउ दे टुक बर्थ इन ब्रजभूमि इन ब्रजभूमि श्रील सनातन गोस्वामी पाद एक्सप्लेनिंग पुन्ना बत ब्रज भुवो जदयम नीलिंग देयर आर ट्रीज क्रीपर्स एनिमल्स एंड ह्यूमन लाइफ गोपाज गोपीज एवरीवन दे आर वेरी हैप्पी ऑल्सो श्रील रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी पाद स्पोक दिस वे सो जत्किंचि तृण गुल्म किकट मुखम गोष्ठैः तत्समस्तम सर्वानंदमयम मुकुंद दैतम लीलानुकूलम परम जत्किंचित तृणगुल्म किकट मुखम इन ब्रजभूमि देयर आर ऑल इंसेक्ट्स स्नेक्स एनिमल्स बर्ड्स एंड देयर आर लायन टाइगर डियर सो मेनी एनिमल्स एंड अदर सो ह्यूमन बीइंग्स एंड एवरीवन पुन्नावत ब्रज भुवो जत अयम नीलिंग इन ब्रजभूमि सो दे आर टेकिंग वर्ड हाउ मच दे आर ग्रेट मूड बिकॉज बिफोर एक्सप्लेनिंग सो मेनी थिंग्स दे आर ट्रीज क्रीपर्स व्हेन श्री कृष्ण कमिंग इन टीयर इन वृंदावन एट दैट टाइम प्रणत भार बिटपा दे आर डूइंग प्रणाम टू श्री कृष्ण अफारिम प्रणाम फॉलिंग ऑन द ग्राउंड And flowers, fruit, everything offer him to Sri Krishna. They have eight kinds of mood, sattvic mood, tears falling. And astru, kampa, pulag, romancha, vaivarna, bepathu. So eight kinds mood. They are offering Pushpanjali, flowers, everything give him to Sri Krishna. After then, when Sri Krishna going to other place, one forest to second place, second forest. At that time, so all trees, creepers, they become very sad. So, like very udas, when Sri Krishna come in, that then, so they are very happily mood and offering all respect to Sri Krishna. So, gopiyas tapak punnavata brajabhubo jadayam nirlinga Good Purana Purusha Banachitra Malla. Animals, birds, they have pure mood, pure heart. Also, Prayena Munayo Deva Bihaga Bani Asmin. Munis, Rishis, Sadhus, they came in Brajabhumi, Vrindava, and they became birds and bumblebees. They came interior of Kunjas. They had seen Radha Krishna's sweetness, Leela. And their staff reporter, they took news and sent outside. And Prayena Deva Munayo Bihaga Bane Asmin, Munis, Rishis, great sadhus, they become birds. And they are singing when they hear Sri Krishna's flute. At that time, they stop their singing. And then they are like meditator sitting in silent mood and hearing Sri Krishna's flute sound. And all the time they have absorbed mood. How much in the Punnavata Brajabhubo Jadayam Nilinga, where Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, who came from Golok Vrindavan, he is Supreme Personality of Godhead, but now he took birth in Brajabhumi, he is sons of Yashoda Mata. And how much their love and affections, they are like ocean of love. So there are Brajagopis, they have pure mood, pure love and affections. So Sri Krishna forgot all opulence and always playing in Brajagokul. After then, when he came in Vrindavan, that time, everywhere, so all forest, Madhuvan, Talvan, Kumudvan, Bahulavan, Madhuvan, Bhadravan, Bhandirvan, Lauhavan, Kamavan, Khelanvan, Khadirvan, Biharvan, all forest, every year he walked. And up he, every year he played with cowherd boys. So Punna Vata Prajabhubo Jadayam Niling Gudha Purana Purusha Banachitra Mal. Gudha Purana Purusha. He is Puran Purushottam, Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, Vedas, all Shastras, all Puranas, everywhere spoke Sri Krishna's beautiful qualities and his beautiful form. So nowadays, Sri Krishna appeared there. He is playing. Navakishur, not a word. So, Nilinga, Gudha, Purana, Purusha, Banachitra, Malla, decorating garlands and bearing cloths, Pitambar. And Mata Yashoda put peacock feather on his head and she gave one cloth like dupatta and after then she decorated. So in this way, Sri Krishna becomes not our base and that time Sri Krishna always playing with his friends and grazing cows when Sri Krishna and Balaram request to Nanda Baba, Baba, please give me cows. So we are going to forest. We are grazing cows. Nanda Baba told, no, no, not possible. So we have so many servants, so they are taking care. You, where will you go? You have no duty. This is not your duty, so you are praying, so you can stay here. Then they told, they request more. Pitaji, my dear father, so we are going to forest. We are playing there. You can give cows, but Nanda Baba could not give. After then they request, please give me calves. So we are playing there. At that time, so Sri Krishna took calves and they played in Vrindavan. After then they took cows. So ga palayana sahavala kanayansa venum. When he going with cows, then Sri Krishna, Balaram, and all friends, all sakhas, then they are dancing, singing, playing. Sri Krishna also playing flute. Sri Krishna have beautiful form. This is called Rup Madhuri. Guru Madhuri, beautiful qualities. And he is playing flute, Venu Madhuri. And Leela Madhuri, sweetness Leela. Very beautiful Leela. In this way, Sri Krishna has 64 qualities. Srila Rupa Goswami Pad explaining these things. So, no other any incarnations, only one Sri Krishna. He had this quality. So, in this way, when Sri Krishna playing flute, that time, ga palayana sahavala kanayansa benum. Kanayansa benum. He is playing flute. Then, melting stones. So, control and stop their sun and moon, everyone, they stop their race. So, all is stopping. Brahma Ratrim Upagata, thousands years, and thousands yugas. So, long time came in Ras festival night. So, in this way, and when he played flute that time, so Jamuna blowing, but in Vrindavan, stop there. So, stopping there, that time, so water coming out. So, Kamalopahara, Jamuna Devi offering flowers, offering lotus to Sri Krishna's lotus feet. So, in this way, ga palayana sahavala kanayansa venum, bikkida yanchati giritra ramar chitangri. When Sri Krishna came in the evening time, then Brahma, Shiva, and any others, Giritra Ramar Chitangri Mahadev, and Parvati Devi, everyone, they offered Pushpanjali, they prayed to Sri Krishna. also in Jugal Geet. So they are spoke.
Oh, very brief you should speak. There are so much things to speak.
So at that time.
Not so much.
So they prayed. Vikidayanchati giritra ramar chitangri gopyas tapal kimacharan jadamusya rupam lavanna sarama samordha mananna siddham digavir hidi pivanta anusavavi navam durapam ekanta dhama jasasa sriya gaisaras. All fame, all opulence, so there are shelter is only one secret. Gopyas tapal kimacharan. Oh, Braja Gopi, how much they did austerities and what they did pious activities. So Sri Krishna always testing their mood, their heart, their mood. So, and they attractive to Sri Krishna, Gopyas tapakimacharan jadamusya rupam lavanna saram asamordham. Asamordha, no same, no more than. So he's beautiful and too much lavanna. So Sri Krishna is beautiful form. And beautiful Leela, all Madhuris, they taste it. So they are very fortunate. Gapalayana, Gopyas tapa gop, kimacharan jadamusya rupam lavanna sarama samordha ananna siddham drigavir hidi kritamalam parirabha sarva. So when they are feeling by eyes, when they are looking by eyes, that time they close in heart. Embrace to Sri Krishna's lotus feet, they become very happy. Jadohani bahanani mathona praleipa prankhai chanar bhurudito chanamarjanado Braja Gopis. They are living in their house. Always they are working, serving any kinds. But they are milking cows, churning butter, and cooking, washing, cleaning, everything, all work. But all the time, they have only one mood. Only one mood. Gayanti chaina manurakta dhiyaya srukanta dhanna brajastriyo yurukramachita jana. Gayanti, they are singing. All the time, they are singing. Sri Krishna is beautiful, Leela, pastimes Leela. Balla, Koisur, Pauganda, any kinds, all Leelas, they are singing. And always they have ecstatic mood, tears falling, stopping throat. That time could not speak, but all the time they are singing. And they have pure mood, pure heart. How much absurd mood? So, Mathura Nagari, they prayed, never seen before. They are very, very most fortunate Braja Gopis. Dhanna Brajastriyo Urukrama Chitta Jana. They are most fortunate Braja Gopis because they are leave him and their heart, in their heart, Sri Krishna always leave him in their heart. They are most fortunate. And other way, so Braja Gopis, they are leave him in Sri Krishna's heart. Sri Krishna always meditating them and always they are leave him in the Gopi, yes, Sri Krishna's heart, so they are most fortunate. So in this way, Mathura Nagari, they prayed to Sri Krishna and they prayed to Braja Gopi's fortune. So how much their great mood.
But.
So, now, may I stop here? Bancha Kalpataru Vasya Kripa Sindhu Vai Vaka Patita Anam Pavane Ibhu Vai.
So in this way, this princess of Mathura glorifying gopis. They are thinking, we are very unfortunate. We are seeing this Krishna wrestling with these mountains. And they are very small. And Brajastri Gopiya, Gopigan, they are always in meeting in Vrindavan here and there. That he explained. How gopis are fortunate that jado hane vahanane mathano palepa.
remembering always Krishna's sweet pastimes and doing their jobs. Jadohane, when they are milking cows, or they are helping others to milk cows, what they are doing? Chanting, Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti, Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti, Govinda Damo Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti. Oh, you know, Indians, ladies, they, in their okhal, grind mortar, they,
beating grains,
rice, yes. At that time, udukhale sambhrita tandulansya sanghantayanto musalai pramugdha gayanti gopya jananta nuraga Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti, Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti. Some gopis, in very early morning waking, Uthaya parara gopyo pararatri bhaga
smrita jasoda
suta balikelim gayanta uchyai swarena
nuraga
Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti
Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti.
Any gopi, they are teaching their
parrot.
Oh, speak. Radhe Radhe, Krishna Krishna. So they are teaching them how teaching
Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti. Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti.
Anyone brooming, anyone what doing? They are washing their houses. Sons, they are making sleep of their boys. Not, oh, sleep. Nura but what boys. Doing?
Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti.
Oh, they are telling, really, the mind of Krishna is the chariot of gopis. What is the meaning? Krishna always on the chariot of gopi mind. Always gopis are thinking about Krishna. And in other ways, oh, Krishna minded the chariot of gopis. Krishna always remembering them. So how they are? No? Fortunate, very fortunate. Prataha brajata brajata avisat sasayam gobhi samam kanayato asya nishayamya ved nirgamya turunam abhila patabhuri punya sasmita mukham sadayavalokam. When Krishna going to cowherd in the morning and when he in evening returning with his cows playing on the foot, hearing this at once, all gopi used to come on their doors, on their balcony or roof, and with eyes they worship Krishna. They took aarti, and Krishna smiling, oh, receiving all this. How fortunate this gopi! And after that, Kans saw that my wrestlers are now killed. Then it stop nagada, beating drum, and arrest Nanda Baba, and take Krishna and Baldev out of our Mathura Nagari. Oh, Krishna, oh yes, very good. And like a lion, he jumped so high on the manch of
the highest platform,
platform of Kans, where was sitting in a golden throne with his sword and
shield.
Krishna at once jumped as a lion, and when he took the hands of Kansa, he was trembling, so his crown, and then he took his hair. Oh, you have, you, at the time of marriage, you took the hair of my mother. Now see, I'm taking revenge, and took his, Kansa began to take his sword and still, and began to go here and there. Paitra bhajane laga, paitra chalne laga. At that time, Krishna gave no time at all. As a lion, he took his hairs and fell, throw him down, and with a whole weight of whole world, he jumped on the
chest of the
Kansa. At once, in a moment, he died. And then he took his two feet and began to drag him. Why? Oh, even he is alive or dead, he saw. And then brothers of King Kansa,
eight brothers,
they come running to kill Krishna and Baldev. But very easily Krishna and Baldev killed them. And then when Kansa was killed, his two wives, Asti and Nasti,
Prapti,
the daughter of Jarasandha, a very strong emperor, they came in the arena and began to weep loudly. Oh Prabhu, now Mathura Nagari and we have become like widows. You are very kind to us, but you are now killed. Your activities was that you are giving so much torturing to others. You are against cows, Brahmins and others. So these activities has killed you, not Krishna. And then began to weep louder. Then Krishna came and told his mother, you should not be worried. This is essential, this world. Who takes birth, oh, they must die. And now he is dead, you should not be so. And he tried to console. And after that, Krishna, with help of others, took his dead body and went to Dhruva Ghat. And he did antyeshti sanskar. That is?
Funeral ceremony.
And took bath in Yamuna. And there Gatashram. Oh, he entered like a hill there. And he rested there. And after he returned back. Next day, Ugrasen with paraphernalia of Rajyabhishek, he came and wanted to give whole kingdom to Krishna. Krishna told, I cannot, because I have been cursed by that in Jadu dynasty anyone will not be killed, be king. So he took all the paraphernalia and he gave the kingdom to Ugrasen and told, we and Baldev are your servant. Whole demigods and kings of India, they will come with upahar, gift in your lotus feet. Don't fear, we are here. And thus he, after that, that day passed. In the evening, Nand Baba was waiting for them very eagerly. After sunset, in the darkness, anyhow, he came alone, Baldev and Krishna. Why? They were fearing that if Vasudev, Devaki and Ugrasen and other will see, they will not allow to go to Nanda Baba. If I am going to them, then Krishna, Nanda Baba will take with them to Vrindavan. So anyhow he came, and then Nanda Baba told, O Krishna Baldev, you have forgotten me? And all are telling that you are son of Devaki and Vasudev. You have forgotten me and Braj. And began to weep. Then told that I'm returning to Braj with Krishna, but Baldev should be here, because he is only one son of Vasudev Devaki. But Baldev told, I don't know my father Vasudev Devaki. I know you father and mother Yashoda and Rohini. I cannot be without Krishna. A moment. Then Krishna told to Baba, Nanda Baba, you should not worry. I should stay with Baldev here, pacifying Jadav and Ugrasen, Vasudev and Devaki, because his all sons are killed. After some days, we'll come. And then Nand Baba began to weep. Anyhow, Krishna gave him so much golden ornaments, so golden silk, sari and other things. Nand Baba was thinking, if I will return without Krishna, then Mother Yashoda and Gopi will tell that you have sold Krishna by this ornament and come alone. How you promised that I will come with Krishna and I will return back your son Krishna in your lap? Where is Krishna? He was thinking. Here are two things. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur telling that there were two sections of Krishna Leela. In one, Krishna with Nanda Baba and Yashoda returned back to Mathura because he has told that day after tomorrow I must return. So he returned back. But anyone could not saw. This was like uppercut leela. Unmanifested pastime. And in next section, he returned alone with all the sakhas, without Krishna, weeping and weeping. He returned back. In the meantime, Devaki Vasudev and other Jadu, they thought that he must be given a sanskar, that Krishna is son of Vasudev. So they called Gargacharya and told that you should give him Upanayan sanskar. Then sacred ceremony was there. Krishna and Baldev was saved. Very beautiful face. And red cloth was given. Sandal, wooden sandal. And chhata, umbrella of tal patra. He took. And as a brahmachari base. Gurudev told after giving upavait, go and take alms from your mother first and then your father and from other seven places you should take and then return back and give that to me. Then Krishna, looking everywhere, mother Devaki was there. And Krishna, looking, where is my mother? He remembered that, my mother Yashoda has told, when I will do your upavit sanskar, I will fill your bag with gold and jewels, pearls and everything. So where is my mother Yashoda? He could not see towards Mother Devaki. Oh, mother, and faint. In this way, that anyhow, after some time, Krishna was awakened, and then he was sent to Gurukul, and he went there with Baldev Prabhu. Sudama Vipra also came there. And they were in 64 days. They learned all these things. Or they are supreme lords. They know everything, all arts, all kala. They know. But as a human being, past times, they were for 64 days. And in post days, they learned astrology here, there, music and Astra Shastra, all Vedas, Upanishad, Puran, everything they studied there. Then when the study was finished, then Krishna told, O Gurudev, as you like, you can have anything that you want from me. I will give you. Sandipani Muni knew that, they are supreme lords. They told, he went to his wife and told what we should ask for. Then she told that my son has gone to Prabhas Kshetra and in ocean he has died. So we want that you should return back my son. Krishna and Baldev at once went to with chariot Prabhas Kshetra and they told Ocean, give our Guru Putra, otherwise we will honey to. Then he told that I have not taken, there is a Shankhasur. He has taken. Then, when he killed that Shankhasur, he saw that, Guru Putra is not there. And then, they went to Jampuri. And he took the Panchajanya Sankha, and hearing this, Jam came and he honored him. He respected him and worshipped. And then Krishna told that, "Oh, return back the son of my Guru Putra." Then here, that is why I brought this boy. They are here, he is here. And then he returned back. And Baldev Krishna from there returned back to Gurudev and he told that your son is here. He became very, very, very happy. After that, they returned to Mathura. Gaur Premanande. Because no time. Oh, one thing I want to say you. I'm inviting you all in Bejar class, 6 days class. And also, I'm inviting you in Brajmandal Parikrama in the month of October and November. Also, I'm inviting you all in March and April on the festival of Gaur Janmotsav festival on the birthday of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Brajmandal Parikrama. So you should try to come.
Hare Krishna. Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Srila Gurudev Ki Jai. On behalf of the Bay Area Sangha, I'd like to warmly thank His Divine Grace, Srila Gurudev, for allowing us to get your divine association for 3 days and hear wonderful Harikatha. Thank you very much for coming to the Bay Area. Also to all of Gurudev's Tridandi Sannyasis, thank you for visiting. And Brahmacharis and preachers and Gurudev's party. I hope that the audience and all the devotees visiting had a wonderful festival and enjoyed these 3 days. I want to please ask you to forgive any of our shortcomings in hosting you. Putting on big festivals is very difficult. We try to do our best, but please forgive us if there were some shortcomings. I want to just mention that there's many people who helped to put on this festival, even though it was a kind of a mini festival, 3 days, and just evening programs. It took a lot of work and a lot of energy, and especially Radhanath Prabhu right here. And Kalimba Didi, where's Kalimba? Mother Kastori and their family worked very, very hard for cooking, cleaning, and maintaining this entire place here. Also, Hridai Govinda Prabhu and his family, Radha, Vishwambar, and Narmada. I want to thank our new Bhakti